Hello and welcome back to Twin Birth Stories. This is a safe space for all twin moms like myself to come on and chat about conception, pregnancy, birth and delivery, and life as a twin mom now. If this is something you are interested in, you can head on over to my Instagram page at Twin Birth Stories. If you enjoy this episode, please give my page a follow and a 5-star review. In this episode, I speak to Jennifer. Jennifer talks about her conception journey with her twin girls, which took 3 rounds of IVF with her husband, Shane. Jennifer talks through her pregnancy and her labour and delivery, which was an emergency section. Jen speaks about the hardship of the NICU when her girls were rushed away very quickly and scarily. Jen also talks about the difficulties when you bring home one of your babies and not the other. Jen was so lovely to talk to and has such a bubbly personality. So yeah, sit back, relax and enjoy Jennifer's episode. Welcome back to Twin Birth Stories. I am joined today by Jen. So Jen, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to start off, no problem. If you want to start off by introducing yourself.
My name is Jennifer. I'm from Cork City. I'm 28. I'm married since July. And I have twin girls.
Oh, lovely. Well, congratulations on the marriage.
Thanks very
so
much.
So exciting. Was being a mom, Jennifer, something you've always wanted?
Oh yeah, like when I was younger, I used to be babysitting everyone's kids, and it actually weren't until I got with my husband that I was like, oh, I'd love a family, because I think when you're with the right person, mm-hmm. you just know. So when I met Shane, I knew that I would always wanting to be a mother.
Oh, and did Shane always want to be a dad then, or was it just something that you kind of were telling him this is what you want, or did you both decide?
Yeah, he, like, Shane already have a child from a previous relationship, but he kind of always said at the start, oh, I don't think I want any more kids, and I knew he was just saying that. And then okay. kind of a few years down the line, I actually suffered a miscarriage.
Okay,
and that kind of pushed us more then to wanting a family.
Okay, wow. Okay, gee, sorry to hear about that, Jennifer. So that was obviously your first pregnancy?
Yeah. Okay. I lost that at 8 weeks.
Okay, geez. How did you decide then that, or when did you know it's the right time now that you wanted to try for your twin, that who ended up being your twins for your next pregnancy, say?
It was about 8 years ago that I had the miscarriage, and okay. about 4 years ago, I'd say, we were trying to get pregnant, and it just wasn't working. And I went to my GP, and we went down every avenue that you could go down, and all the tests were showing up that there was actually nothing wrong. And I was very fertile and everything. And then our last resort was getting a keyhole surgery to look at my tubes, and my tubes were actually scarred and damaged. And they said that it's very likely that I actually would be able to get pregnant myself again. So the only option that we actually had was going down to IVF route.
Okay. So how was all that now to process when you found out that news?
Very hard. Like, it made me want it even more, because I knew that I couldn't get it naturally anymore. So it was devastating. And about 2 weeks later, we actually made our consultation with the IVF clinic, and we started from there then.
Okay, and I know, Jennifer, you had a really long journey. You didn't do 1, 2, but actually 3 rounds of IVF.
Yeah.
So how was that whole experience and process for you?
At the start, it was very exciting, because when we started, I got my egg collection, and I actually got 28 eggs.
Oh, wow.
And they told me that over my age and the quality of the eggs, that we're looking at high numbers. So I was left with eight embryos at the end of it all, and I actually had five AAs, which would have been the top embryos that you could have. So I went
Right.
home and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get pregnant. This is it. Like they told me that over my age, like the only thing that was stopping me from getting pregnant was my tubes. So like I didn't have anything else to stop this pregnancy from happening. So I always remember we went to get our first transfer done, and I came home and I was like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. I was counting down the months and the date of when I give birth, like everything. It kind of got like an obsession, and that failed. I was devastated. And then the second one, that was a top grade embryo again, and that failed. And I said, I'm not doing it anymore. I can't, like mentally, I
Mentally.
couldn't do it anymore. And some people say it takes a toll on your relationship, whereas it actually made mine stronger
Oh, brilliant.
because my partner is very, very supportive. And if something makes me happy, sometimes he just goes along with it. But it was something that he really wanted now as well. So I always remember my third round got cancelled because I had a smear test and they took a biopsy, and I was meant to get the third transfer in May and they cancelled it, and I was devastated and I said, I'm not doing it. It's over. I don't want it anymore. And he brought me on holidays to Tenerife. And when I was over there the first night, I said, I'm not drinking. And he said, why? And I said, because I'll do one more when I go home. I said, I'll do one more round.
Oh.
And that's it. And I said, and I want two embryos because I'll bet you I have twins. And he said,
Oh
go
my God,
away, yeah.
stop.
He said, go away. He said, one is enough. And I said, no, I bet
Oh.
you over everything now that's after being thrown at us, we'll have twins. So I came home and I rang him up and I said,
Wow.
I'll do one more round. And this, I literally only had time for one more anyway, with the lead up to our wedding, because we had our wedding planned 3 years before we even got pregnant. And I always remember when I came home and I started my medications. And he actually said this in our wedding speech as well. It was lovely. I had a dream. No, I didn't have a dream. It was twins, but I had a dream that I had a baby on the day of my wedding. And I woke up and I was bawling. And he said to me, what's wrong with you? And I said, this is going to work. I'm telling you now, this is gonna work.
Oh, stop.
So we done the third round, and I said, they were very hesitant to actually push two embryos in me because of my age and how good quality the embryos
Embryos
were.
were, yeah.
So I fought and fought, and I said, I want to. It's my body, and I want to. So he did, and I said to
Oh.
Shane, I bet you we'll have twins now, they'll stick. We get two for the price of one.
Oh my God.
And I
So,
just.
what was it like then when you found out your twins already found out it was pregnant?
So for the first and second transfer, I never looked at the pregnancy test. I made Shane, my husband, go into the bathroom to look because I just couldn't bring myself mentally to look at a negative test. So I felt better if he looked at it first, and I'd know by his reaction if it was positive or negative. And unfortunately, the first two times were negative, and it was horrible. Like anyone that goes through IVF will understand what a negative test would do to you. It just makes you feel kind of less than a woman, that you can't get pregnant yourself and you have to go down this route. And like, not everyone do get pregnant with IVF, you know, and that's what was going through my mind. So on the third round, I always remember we had a camper van and we were going to Parsons Green in Tipperary, and I was bringing my little sister. She's only six now, but she was five at the time. And I said to Shane, but if I'm pregnant, I can't climb up the stairs. You'll have to make the bed at the end for me. And I said, I'll test today. And there he was, no, don't. It's only day
Oh.
seven. Wait till day 10. And I was like, no, I have a feeling, because I kind of knew by day five, because it was a tiredness that I can't even describe. It's like I could sleep for 12 hours and I'd wake up and I'd feel like I
Yeah.
only slept for 5 minutes. And I said to Shane, I
Yeah.
know I'm pregnant. So when I did the pregnancy test, oh my God, it couldn't have got any darker. Oh, so anyway,
Oh.
I put the pregnancy test in the bathroom, and he said, "I'm not doing this now again. We're looking at it together." So I always remember I was sitting at the blanket box at the end of my bed, and he brought in the test, and he was kind of shaking, and I said, "Right," and I just tore it out of the box, and I seen like a dice dealer. I
Oh,
was Yeah.
stop.
So we were bawling. I don't think it actually hit us until a few hours later, because all we could do was look at each other and cry. And then I was ringing my mum, and I was like, "I'm
Oh,
pregnant." But
that's so
it was
lovely.
my first positive pregnancy test since my miscarriage.
Yeah.
So it was a huge thing. But I said to Shane,
Yeah.
"This is a dice dealer. My HCG levels are through the roof." I said, "I told you, I bet you it's twins." So when we went to our first scan, I think the scan was a 6 weeks or 8 weeks after transfer, something around that time anyway.
Okay.
And I kind of wasn't shocked, because I always felt it. And she said, "Can you see that?" And I goes, "Oh my God, is that twins?" And Shane kind of looked at me, and I said, "I knew it." And
Oh my God.
it was just a blur from there on. I just sailed through.
Wow. Oh my God, you must have such good intuition that you just knew.
I just knew. I think with everything that we've been through
Yeah.
is what we deserved, you know?
Yeah,
Like,
and
my family
you
was going to
do
be
deserve
complete.
that. Oh, that's so lo and you obviously all the negative IVF results, you know, that's just so brilliant, and the fact you wanted it so much as well.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So how was your pregnancy then, Jennifer, from when you found out?
I kind of got a small bit morning sickness. I wouldn't say it was extreme. I was just more tired than anything. I sailed through my whole pregnancy till about 28 weeks. I developed a pups rash. I never in my life experienced anything like it. It was from my neck down to my ankles. My whole body was, it was like someone just threw acid all over my body. And I was reefing itchy, but you couldn't itch because you were burning. And
Jeez.
sure, they can't give you anything for it, because
Yeah.
you can't have steroids because you're pregnant. So I had to literally, it was in the December, I had to sit out my bench in the cold and the rain, because that was the only way it would stop my body from literally burning.
Wow.
And I didn't get sleep for weeks, and that's why I think I went into early labor, being honest, of the stress of the pups rash. But they said you're more likely to get it if you're carrying multiple babies.
Okay. I've never heard of that before. So what do they say it is? Or I
It's
know you said now they've.
something got to do with your blood, and it comes out through your skin.
Oh,
So it's
jeez, I've
like
never heard of that.
your skin then feels like snake skin.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Vile, like sandpaper, rough, like that's the only,
Okay.
and you can't have hot showers. You have to have freezing cold showers to like release the burning.
Okay, wow. So, did you go into hospital then for that, or how was that?
I did every single night, I'd say, for about 3 weeks, because I literally thought I was going to go insane.
Okay.
They just check you, and they basically tell you they can't do anything for you.
Wow. Okay, so you went home then for a few weeks, and you obviously think that prompted, did you just feel the stress of it all then?
It was very, very stressful, because you're just constantly burning and itchy, and you
Okay.
can't itch. And it
Yeah.
was just so overwhelming, because from the minute you wake up in the morning, if you do get sleep, to the time you get into bed, like
Ah,
sometimes
you're pushing.
you couldn't even lie down in bed because it was so irritating.
Wow, okay.
But that
So
was it.
when did this ease off then?
It didn't till I gave birth.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
So did they try like schedule induction or schedule a section or anything like that, or what did they, or did they just say you'll have to write it out, this is just part of it, or how was their response?
Well, when I can't remember exactly when it was, but I was 20 something weeks pregnant, and Millie, which would be twin one, she was always breech. She never turned around. So I always knew that it was going to be a section, even though I
Okay.
wanted to have a natural delivery.
Okay. So how was that whole experience then? So talk to me then through the days before your delivery, and then if you want to then talk about your delivery.
It's actually very funny. So it was about 2 days beforehand. It was kind of like mild cramps, and so I
Yeah.
was a nervous wreck. So I'd say the maternity had my number on up on the screen saying she's ringing again. So I rang it. I was like, I'm getting fierce pressure and kind of cramps. And sure, like this was my first actual pregnancy getting that far that I didn't have a clue what a contraction felt like. So
Okay.
she said, did you get any shows or? And I said no. And she said, go into bed and take go into bed and put a hot water bottle to your back, but don't put any to your belly. She said, it might be just a cramp because you are having twins, and you're going to be a bit more uncomfortable because there is two babies in there. And sure, I did. I went into bed, and the following day, I went down to Dunn's with my mum, and I said to my mum, oh my God, I feel like there's something coming out. And my mum was like, so what are you on about? You have a couple of weeks left. And I was saying, I feel like I need to push. I said, my stomach is tightening. And I got up home and I
Oh.
rang again. And she said, no, you're like, they kind of weren't listening to me, that I felt like I was in labor
Okay.
because I didn't have any shows, you know, like my waters, mucus plug, like nothing like that. So I said, I couldn't stick the pain any longer. So I rang my cousin, and he brought, because my husband was at work, and sure, he didn't even know that I was going to the hospital because he wasn't allowed his phone on him while he was in the factory. And I said to my cousin, will you please bring me up to the hospital? And we collected my mum, and my mum said afterwards, she didn't say it beforehand, she said, I knew you were in labour because you couldn't even sit in your bum. She said, that's the way I was when I was having you.
Wow, okay. Tell me before you just go on with the story, why did you feel, or do you know even why you felt so anxious then during your pregnancy? Was it just the unknown, or have
I
you
was
had
just
to?
afraid in case I lost them.
Okay.
I was just anxious that I finally got pregnant, and I was
Okay.
afraid in case it was going to be took from me again. So I was very,
Okay,
very
so
anxious.
understandable.
Yeah.
Okay, so just more, not even the labor and delivery, more just the fear of loss
The fear of
for
loss,
the
yeah.
for your babies. Okay, perfect. So understandable. Okay, go on with your story, so.
So I got up to the hospital, and I was having hot and cold sweats. And I was like, will the nurse ever please come out and just get me? So I went into the bathroom, and I heard my name being called. So I went in, and the nurse said, is everything all right? And I said, I'm having fierce pains. I said, I actually feel like I'm in labor. I can feel something. So she pushed the monitors on my belly, and she said, yeah, you're definitely having contractions. So she called the doctor in straight away, and he done his exam, and he said, well, good news, your babies will be here in the hour.
Oh wow, and this is at 34 and 2.
34 weeks and 2 days, I started bawling crying because it was like,
Oh.
it was here, it was happening. Like, I'm going to be a
Yeah.
mum in the next hour. Like, I
Oh.
waited so many years for this moment, and it's
Yeah.
actually
Oh,
here.
it's so.
So my husband was on his break, and I was after telling him that I was in the hospital. So he said, if they say anything, I didn't mention about being in labour or anything. Sure, I didn't know. And he said, look, I'll keep my phone in my pocket. And he said, if anything, he said, ring me or text me straight away. So when the doctor left, I text him, I'm having contractions. And I'd say about 10 seconds later, I'm on my way.
Oh, stop.
But me being me, made him go home to get the hospital bag. Because I didn't even bring a bag with me.
Okay.
So he got there just on time as they were bringing me down for the emergency section. It was kind of a bit scary because you're so unknown to what's happening. Like, your body is in shock because you're after being told you're going down to have the babies now, when you thought you actually had a couple of weeks more to prepare. But I'd be a very organized person anyway. Like, I'd everything done in the house. Everything was up, their buggies, their bassinets, My room was painted. I like literally everything was done, so I didn't have any problems there. But I would have thought I'd have an extra week or two to prepare
Okay.
myself to go in. So we got brought down anyway to, I actually don't even know what to call it. Is it a labor room or,
For the section,
yeah,
a theatre.
the teacher, yeah.
Yeah.
And my husband
So
was
did
waiting
they
out.
say now, sorry, did they say this was an emergency, or did they just say because you're contracting and because baby one is breech, we're going to just get an elective section out, or what was their sort of
It was
vibe
an
through it all?
emergency because I was in established labour
Yeah, okay.
and Millie was breech, so I
They
got,
weren't.
yeah, they wanted to just get him out because I was in labour and they were afraid in case I would have gone a bit more.
Okay, so is Shane's in the hospital with you now, and you're getting wheeled down to theatre. What's going through your head?
I
Had you
actually
planned?
walked down.
Oh, well done. Okay. So did you plan now, knowing you were going to have your section, had you gone through in your mind what was going to happen? Had you told Shane what was going to happen, and then talk me through then the delivery?
When we went down to theatre.
Yeah, so like, did you know what was going to happen then at in theatre? Like, I had it all sussed out in my head of where people are going to be, what was going to happen, or were you just
No.
like, right, okay.
So when I went into the room, they were
Okay.
so nice. Like everyone was just so nice. And I remember there was a nurse at the side of me holding my hand because I was just crying and shaking, like with fear because I didn't know what to expect. And she was just telling me, look, there is going to be a lot of people in the room because your babies are coming early, so don't get a fright when you see a lot of people. And I was kind of shaking, so they were putting the spinal block in and I was getting contractions as they were doing it, so I kind of had to sit up and go back down every time the contraction stopped. So when that happened, I kind of got a bit anxious because I started itching again really bad, and they were like, that's only with the drip, that's going to kind of make it itch. And I was kind of shivering. I didn't expect any of that, so they left my husband in and I kind of felt a bit more ease because he was there and there was someone in the room other than a load of strangers that I trusted. But in saying that, looking back of it, even though it was emergency, it was actually very kind of calm.
Okay.
But after I had the babies, which I didn't expect to happen because I never heard of it happening, when Millie and Bonnie were born, they got rushed straight down to the NICU. I didn't even get to hold them. So thinking back of it now, I was kind of a bit distraught even a couple of days after because I just couldn't get my head around everyone gets the photos of holding their babies. And I don't even have that. And I got put into the recovery room
Recovery room.
and my mum came into me and I think I was kind of in my own world because all this was just after happening. They were after taking away my two babies and like not telling me why. I got told then they'd only be in the NICU for 24 hours. So I kind of felt okay about that. But after my section, my medications kind of wore off a couple of hours after. But I'd be kind of a bit weird with medication. So I was like, what's that? And what's that? And I wouldn't take anything, only paracetamol. And the nurse was saying, look, you, if I was you, I'd take them because you're going to be in an awful lot of pain. But I didn't. I just stuck with paracetamol. Now, I was in agony, but I just got on with it. That night, I literally scraped myself out of the bed to go down to the NICU to see him after a couple of hours. My husband went down an hour or two before me and he video called me while I was down there, while he was down there. And then the next day, I got told that they'll actually be in there till their due date, which would have been
Okay.
3 weeks.
Okay. And who had said that they may be down there 24 hours? Because I know in most cases, if a baby goes in, they'll always stay till full term, 40 weeks. Did you just hope that it was going to be 24 hours, and then were you just disappointed when it wasn't, or had
No, it was
someone?
actually the nurse that was in the room.
Okay.
I kind of was like, "Were you taking them?" Because I didn't know, and they were like I always knew that there was going to be a possibility that they were going to go to the
Yeah.
NICU. But I said, and she said they'll only be down there for 24 hours. That's all, and you'll have them back with you tomorrow. So
Okay.
I thought that they were going to be up in
Yeah.
the room with me after 24 hours.
Okay. So how was that then? You just said obviously it was so hard that your babies weren't with you. How did you process it? And what was your first experience like then seeing your twins?
The first time I saw him was the best time of my life.
Oh.
And I was like, "Are they actually mine?"
Yeah.
And Shane was like, "Of course they are. You gave birth to them." And I was like,
Yeah.
"But like, how am I a mother of two babies?" Like, it was such a scary time as well, looking back of it, because you're there and you were trying for so long, and now there's two babies in front of you.
Yeah.
But up in the ward, I had a horrible time. The staff were fantastic, but I was put into a room with all mothers that were after having babies, and they were all crying, and then that kind of triggered me, and I had my curtain closed, and I used to be crying into the pillow, saying, "Why can't my babies be up here with me?" But
Oh.
obviously, they had to be down there. But I just found that very, very upsetting, being put on a ward with other mothers and babies when you don't have yours there with you.
Yeah, wow. That must have been so tough. And how long then were you up in the ward for?
5 days.
5 days, okay.
5 days.
And did you get to now go up and down as much as you pleased?
Yeah, they were brilliant
Okay.
towards me. So
Okay.
the first 2 or 3 days when I was very sore, the porters used to come up and bring me down. My husband then used to come up after work, and he'd bring me down, and we'd stay down there then till they do the handover.
Yeah.
And Shane would go home, and I'd go up, and then I'd come back down after an hour, and I'd be sitting there then for hours on end. They used to literally have to tell me, "You have to go up and have a sleep. You know, you're down here too much." But I just
Yeah.
didn't want to leave.
No. Wow. And how is it then? So you stayed in for 5 days recovering. Did you then have to go back home? Obviously, they needed beds. So how was that experience then, leaving the girls in hospital and you having to leave after all your time of trying to, conceive?
I can't even explain how it felt. I just cried the whole. I begged them, could I stay in the hospital another night? Because I
Oh.
just didn't want to go home, because I felt a bit safe that I was only upstairs and they were downstairs. But now I'm actually leaving my babies in a hospital, and I'm coming home without any. And I can't even describe to you how it felt. Every single night that I came home, I used to sit in the shower and just bawl my eyes out till they came home. But I had to take one home without the other.
Okay, so who came home how many days later and who had to stay then?
So Millie came home first on the
Okay.
Friday. The date now, I think it was
Yeah.
the 17th or the 18th of March or February. Millie came home, and Bonnie came home the 21st of February, which was the Monday. And I asked, could I keep two of them together? And they told me no, that Millie was ready to go home, and because Bonnie wasn't sucking her bottle yet. Like, she was sucking the bottle, but she wasn't drinking enough to be t like took off her tube.
Okay.
So I brought in my own mam bottles, because I brought them mam dummies from the day they were born, and she took the fish like a duck with water, and she was home then the
Oh,
following day. But
brilliant.
it was definitely harder bringing one home without the other than bringing none home at all, because
And
I'd
it, you know what? Yeah, it's just so mad, Jennifer, because the amount of women that I speak to, everyone seems to have the same feelings going through NICU, and everyone seems to have the same experience when they bring one baby and home and the other's in NICU. Like, it's just so lovely that to hear people can relate to each other, that you're not feeling, am I going mad? That this is such a natural feeling.
Yeah.
Do you know? And it must just be so, feel as though you're been torn, that you know you've one child away and one child home. What was your experience like then when you got to bring the two of them home then and had the two of them at home?
The best thing ever.
Oh.
Some nights when they were asleep, I didn't even want to go to sleep, even though I was sleep deprived, because I just used to be staring into the. I had one cot for the two of them, but I had kind of two pods to keep them separated.
Oh, yeah.
I used to just be staring in, and Shane used to be like, why don't you go to sleep for an hour?
Oh, wow. How was your recovery and all then, Jennifer, as well, when you were home?
To be honest, I was actually grand. I just used to have 2 showers a day, and I made sure to keep my section scar clean, and I was up and walking and not feeling myself, obviously, but I was okay after 5 or 6 days.
Well done.
I think I had to, because I had to travel up and down to the NICU every day, so I don't think I had any other choice than to get back to myself.
Well done. And how has twin mom been like now?
Hectic, but brilliant.
Oh wow. And what would be then your 3 words, Jennifer, to describe twin mom life?
Full of love. Hectic, because even though it's hectic, it's a good hectic. And what would be my last word? I don't even have a lot. My brain's gone blank.
Sorry. You have your 2 sentences. That's perfect, Jennifer. Thank you so much for coming on this podcast. You're so good.
That's no problem.
Thanks, Mel. Bye.